Good evening, everyone. Ask everyone to please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin.
Here.
Councilmember Sears.
Here.
Councilmember Dewey.
Here.
Councilmember Zimmer is absent. Councilmember Ward.
Here.
Councilmember Wirtz.
Here.
And Councilmember Gibbons.
Here.
Thank you. Councilmember Zimmer is not here, and his absence is excused. We'll go straight to public comments portion of the meeting.
The public comments portion of the meeting is an opportunity for the City Council to listen to comments from citizens. It is not a question and answer session, and the City Council will not respond to comments or answer questions during this period. The Mayor may refer any matter brought up to the City Council to the Chief Administrative Officer or City Clerk if action is needed.
Thank you. Do we have anyone wishing to speak?
Mayor and Council, there are no requests for public comment at this time.
Okay, thank you, David. All right, we'll move on to our consent agenda. Is there a motion to approve?
Move approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, any questions or comments? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say no. Motion passes. No unfinished business, so we'll go to new business, Bill 10907.
Mr. Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance appropriating $15,000 from the Equitable Sharing Fund balance to the Police Department equipment account, accepting the proposal of Leon Uniforms and a single source provider in the amount of $15,000 for the purchase of Class A dress uniform jackets for the Police Department.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any questions or comments on the bill? Councilmember Gibbons?
Well, I read that it's the only distributor in the St. Louis region, and do our people have to get fitted and that kind of thing? Is that why we have to only have St. Louis region for our single provider?
I don't know the answer to that question. Is anybody, Chris, would you have any idea on that?
I'm sorry, what was the question?
The uniforms for the Police Department is coming from a single supplier who's the only one in the St. Louis region.
That offers, I believe it's, is it Leon's?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You guys get fitted and all
that's
that?
That's where we get all our uniforms.
Okay.
And then we'll have to get fitted, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Some of us just took care of a little holiday waiting from 2000.
Thank you.
But you'll look good in that new jacket.
COVID didn't help, huh?
That's funny. All right. Any other questions or comments? All right. All in favor of first reading, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Motion passes. Bill 10908.
Mayor and Council, this is an ordinance adopting a revised City of Kirkwood classification and pay plan effective January 10th, 2022.
Is there a motion for approval? Motion. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Do we have questions or comments on the bill? Councilmember Ward.
Yeah, Mr. Haas, would you walk us through that issue? Through the adjustments that we made? Absolutely.
Right.
First of all, the primary adjustment here and the reason that this ordinance comes up at this time each year is the city makes a CPI adjustment as part of its compensation plan for employees, and we propose due to the high level of inflation and CPI in the past year, adding to what we had budgeted for this particular adjustment. That we had budgeted was 1.5%. We're going to be adjusting that to 2.5%. Now, employees still have merit pay increases coming in April, but the 2.5 is strictly CPI. So that particular adjustment is included in this classification and pay plan as well. And that can be accommodated within the current budget because we've had a number of vacancies and turnover in some departments and bringing in people at lesser rates than the people who have retired or left, that we can accommodate that within the current budget.
Since we are just in the beginning stages of budget approval for next year, do we have a total dollar amount for this?
For the adjustment that is, yes, we do. One second. For the adjustment for next year in the budget. I don't have the exact number, but I'll be glad to email it to you. Or for next year's, I have the impact for this year, which was $57,000.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just concerned with making it what I think is going to be a significant increase in the budgeted amount before we've approved the budget. So I just.
Well, that I guess what. Obviously, any adjustment to pay carries over from year to year to year, but we haven't proposed the budget to City Council, so I don't have that amount for you at this point.
Okay. So is that $57,000 is for just basically
just for
first
three
quarter,
months?
Just
that
first
is
quarter.
First
okay.
Three, the last 3 months of this fiscal year, first quarter of next calendar year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And did you want me to go further on the adjustments within this?
Yeah.
Absolutely. We also are adjusting a part-time Performing Arts Center employee to a full-time status. This is a revenue-generating employee. It's called a guest relations coordinator. And will be focused on the event side of the venue. We feel that we can have great strength in our revenue from the event side of the venue, not just the performing arts side of it, because there are weddings, there are art shows, there are all kinds of aspects in the City Council, and it's in its approach when we designed this venue was very smart in identifying that we should have an event capacity, not just a performance capacity. As we have ramped up operations since opening in July of this past summer, we identified that the events can be a revenue-driving source and has shown to be, and we wanted to get this adjusted for the wedding season. January, February is when you start seeing these brides guides come out and so forth. So we wanted to make sure that this person is on board and ready for that. So, that adjustment is included in this compensation plan as well. And we are adjusting in the recreation department due to the loss of an employee, a change from a custodial position to a recreation specialist, which is also a revenue-generating position. We'll be able to run more programs, more revenue through the community center via those programs with this recreation specialist. And that's basically a wash in the salary cost. It's just a change of position within the salary structure from custodian to recreation specialist.
And that the recreation specialist will still perform some of the custodial duties, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And part of what the custodian was doing was overseeing the venue late at night and so forth when there are a few people there. The rec specialist will be taking in those hours and doing some of the minor custodial work as well, and changing paper in the restrooms and things along those lines.
So, Ham, is it?
So, I mean, that was my concern, is we'll still have nice, clean facility. I've heard very wonderful comments mm-hmm. about the cleanliness of the restrooms in our park.
That's always an emphasis, and that will continue to be an emphasis. We do have our Parks and Recreation Director here. If you want to touch on any of that, you know that's an emphasis. Yeah, come on, since you're here.
Yeah, well, I know.
Yeah. You were talking about cleanliness being an issue. So that particular position, like he said, is going to have some of those duties on them because they're going to be supervising the building at night. The I mean, currently we're in that situation now where we don't even have that person, and the restrooms are still staying clean. So I think adding that person, who's also our supervisor of the building at night, is going to continue to make sure that stuff's perfect.
Thank you, Kyle.
Any other questions?
Mm-hmm. All right, easier. Good. All right, any other questions or comments from council on the bill? All right, seeing none, all in favor of first reading, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, say no. Bill passes first reading. Resolution 115, 2021.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution accepting the proposal of Navigate Building Solutions at the rates provided in the rate sheet, a copy of which is attached hereto and incorporated by reference herein, for owners' representative services on an as-needed basis, and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a contract.
All right. Is there a motion for approval?
No approval.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right. Any questions or comments from council? Councilmember Gibbons?
I, one of the things that happens in some of these that we get, it tells us how many proposals came in and even from whom, and this one did not. Was there a reason that it doesn't tell us who, how many proposals were submitted? And
no, I don't know. You were on, you have to look up the number, but there was several that were received, so I don't know why that was excluded. It may have been because our procurement director changed over in the process.
Right, yeah.
And when that memorandum was written, it may have been after our procurement director left, quite frankly, I think it was.
Okay. And it's for upcoming projects throughout the city. What kind of projects?
Okay, so what we're looking at here is the train station project and the community center project. Those two projects are going to need an owner's representative, and to be able to have someone on call at an hourly rate for a scope of services yet to be determined is very appropriate. So we feel that that can get us ahead of the game, particularly with the train station, where we have a grant coming, mm-hmm. and we need to get underway with it. So we need to have that ready to go.
All right. Any other questions or comments? All right. Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 116, 2021.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution accepting the single source quotation of Annixter in the amount of $46,958, with future purchases pending budgetary approval, for the purchase of Elster Honeywell AMI system meters for the electric department, and authorizing and directing the mayor and directing the director of purchasing to issue a purchase order.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions or comments? Councilmember Gibbons?
I was wondering again about the single source, and that it says that it's the only one in the region, I think.
I can address
that. We call Mark to answer this.
Yeah, thank you. So back in 2016, we did the AMI project. These are Elster meters. Elster and Honeywell since has combined. Honeywell bought out Elster. These other meters that talk to the software system that ultimately sends readings to us and that we can communicate back and forth with, or loads the outage data on our outage map. So you have basically a tie between the vendor and the software, and there's only one vendor that you want to use in that relationship so that the telecommunications or telemetry work, and then the system operates. So Annixter is the sole distributor of the Elster meters in the state. And so that's why we have to use that one vendor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Any other questions or comments? All right. Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Council Member Sears?
Yes.
Council Member Dewey?
Yes.
Council Member Ward?
Yes.
Council Member Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons.
Yes.
Resolution passes. Resolution 117-2021.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution accepting the bid of Rootware in the amount of $90,759.04 pursuant to HGAC Cooperative Contract for GPS Hardware, installation, training, and annual support services for the Sanitation Department, and authorizing and directing the Director of Procurement to issue a purchase order.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Questions or comments? All right, seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Resolution passes. And now the final resolution of the year, 118-2021.
Mayor and Council, this is a resolution accepting the proposal of Crawford, Murphy, and Tilly in the amount of $168,074.93 for professional engineering and construction services for SPP-5502-611 North Kirkwood Road Improvement Project, and authorizing and directing the mayor to enter into a contract.
Is there a motion for approval?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. Questions or comments? All right. Seeing none, roll call, please.
Mayor Griffin?
Yes.
Councilmember Sears?
Yes.
Councilmember Dewey?
Yes.
Councilmember Ward?
Yes.
Councilmember Wirtz?
Yes.
Councilmember Gibbons?
Yes.
Resolution passes. City Council reports. Anything to report?
All
right.
Kara's here.
Kara's here.
I have returned.
Nice to have you back.
Yes, nice to be here.
All right. Chief Administrative Officer report.
I have nothing to report other than happy holidays to everybody.
Thank you. City Attorney report.
Same here. Nothing to report. Happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you. And filling in tonight, thank you, Freddie. I meant to say something early on, but you're such a familiar face, so.
Yeah.
City Clerk report.
Yes, Mayor, I have the report of the December 15th meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission, at which the following action was taken. By a vote of 6-2, the commission recommended the approval of a subdivision with a driveway easement at 141 Horseshoe Drive and 1334 West Adams Avenue. And the next meeting will be held on January 5th, 2022. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Freddie. Let's see, there's nothing else on ours. Our next meeting will be 7 p.m., 3 weeks from tonight, January 6th, 2022. This meeting is adjourned.
Yay.